Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I wanted to have a conversation with Professor Jonathan Jansen, who is a professor of education. He's based at the University of Stellenbosch. We're not talking about university education, though. We're talking about education as a whole and asking Professor Jansen, is homeschooling a viable alternative to private education? Good afternoon, Professor. How are you?
Greetings. I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm sorry for that long-winded introduction to the topic. What's your thought about homeschooling? Is it as a viable option?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of homeschooling in general, but I understand that it fulfills a need, for example, among people of conscience. So, for example, people in the faith community might believe, you know, public schooling in general doesn't really give my kid the values-based education that we would like to give them as a family. And there must be in a democracy space for those kinds of, ventures. What I worry about, to be honest with you, is often the people I encounter want to do homeschooling to get away from having their children, for example, learn and live and love together with black children or children who they don't believe, you know, is within their social class and that kind of thing. That kind of reason for homeschooling is something that I, again, where I've worked over the years, Victoria and other places, doesn't sit well with me because, you know, the reality is we, a country of very diverse people, by race, class, religion, culture, language, and the sooner we learn, given our history, to just be together, you know, the better. None of that, again, to detract from the fact that there are people in the Muslim community, the Jewish community, the Christian community, etc., who say, but I want to give my child a different kind of education. And if you have the qualities and the qualifications as parents, for example, to do that, then again, in a democracy, that is something we should applaud.
Do you think that children get enough exposure to other children, other faiths, other cultures, other ideas when there is homeschooling? How are parents catering to that? Or is that something that's kind of just, that just goes by the wayside?
Yeah, I mean, that's an important question. You know, so I do have friends who do homeschooling as far as, you know, the education is concerned. But their home is open to the families from everywhere and from every possible, you know, cultural and other kind of communities. So, and they do take their children out to meet with, play with, and live with, children from outside of their faith community or their cultural community. That is fantastic if you can do that. Because remember, you're talking here about formal education. We're not talking about informal education or the many other ways in which children also learn, like when you go to the shop and, you know, the butcher is Muslim or the, you know, the shopkeeper is Jewish or whatever the case may be. So provides, again, if it comes from a good place in terms of things like faith, for example, and it isn't closing children in the informal education and learning to other ways of interacting, then I think, again, that is a good reason to do homeschooling. Now, my own work, of course, is in the public schools where 95%, I think, or more of our children learn. And so, obviously, I want to make sure that those schools, particularly those serving the underserved, are very equipped to do their work, you know. But private education, again, in general, is a good thing within the broader context of democratic education, provided that wherever you put down your tent pegs, that the education you provide is broadly inclusive, is generous in relation to other beliefs, and even as you might focus on, you know, for example, the core of your faith community. I think we must get away from this notion that education is an either-or proposition. We either go full house, you know, for example, religious education and drop out everybody else, or you just go broad public, you know, and the only thing you learn is this broadly, universal liberal arts kind of curriculum. again, I see those as two poles. I don't, one of which attracts me. But it is possible to be wise as a parent, wise as an educator, and be able to give, according to your conscience, the kind of education you believe is important to your children, while opening up opportunities for them to learn in other spaces, public spaces as well.
Such an important point that you make, because, you know, if I look at even within our community schools, you know, children are only being really exposed on a social level, and I know this is kind of off our topic, but I think it's an important conversation. On a social level, they're only being exposed to other Jewish children. When you have single religion schools, whether it's a Catholic school, a Muslim school, or whether it's a Jewish school, any other religion, Seventh-day Adventist, and your children are only exposed to others like them, it makes them very, very intolerant to anybody else. And that's not a good thing, because we are not equipping our children for life. You can't.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You can't have your children only being exposed to people of other religions, belief systems, cultures, races, when they get to university. By then it's too late.
Yeah.
So just we've got to wrap up, but can you leave us with a parting thought, Professor?
Yeah, ultimately, having now worked as a school teacher, a university teacher, having seen the whole range of public and private education, I would say this to parents, the single most important predictor of what your child will become at university and in later life is the extent to which you provide them with a broad education in which they are able to learn different languages, learn about other faiths, learn how to be generous, learn how to be kind. And by the way, the best way to do that is not through the formal curriculum, but through your example as parents. If you're able to do that, I promise you, as I've seen for tens of thousands of young people, you will have a child who's not only happy, but knows how to navigate this tricky democracy of ours without hurting anybody, without embarrassing themselves, and so on. So that is the most important thing. Again, all of that can happen within a framework that says, I'm brought up as an evangelical Christian, but I can't tell you how going to Shabbat with my Jewish friends, wherever I lived in the world on a Friday evening, or occasionally going to a mosque with my friends, doesn't make me less of a Christian. It makes me more of a human being. And if you can both narrow in and broaden out at the same time, I think you'd be giving your child an excellent education.
Amazing. Professor Jonathan Janssen, that is where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much for your time. Professor Janssen is a professor of education at the University of Stellenbosch.